are listening to the co-production podcast brought to you by Cineuropa and Eurimage. I am Domenico Laporta, and I'm the editor of Cineuropa, your number one resource of European industry content published daily in four languages. Cineuropa is supported by Creative Europe, and you can always access our content for free at cineuropa.org. Today, we are discussing the co-production of a film that will premiere in September. I'm talking about Natural Light, directed by Dénes Nagy, a co-production between Hungary, France, Germany, and Latvia. So I'm welcoming all the co-producers of the film. It's a great pleasure to have you here. I mean, there's a lot of you. I think we never had so many people on the podcast at the same time before. So it's also a premiere for us. So I will ask each one of you to introduce yourself, starting with you, Sarah. You are representing Kempel in Hungary, and you are the majority co-producer of the film.
I'm Sarah Laszlo, one of the founders of Campfilm. I co-founded Campfilm in 2007 with director-producer Malczer Gerő and DOP Tamás Dobos, who is also the DOP of the film we are discussing here today. In Campfilm, we produced mainly documentaries in our first years. Some of the titles we produced were Cain's Children, that premiered in San Sebastian 2014, or The Euphoria of Being, that received the Grand Prix of the Semaine de la Critique in Locarno in 2019. Or we also produced short fictions, Soft Rain by the same director, Dénes Nagy, in 2014, which was premiered in Cannes and the Realizateur in 2013.
Next up, we have Mélanie. It's your turn. You were on board, you joined the project with Propeller Film in Germany.
I'm Mélanie. I'm the German co-producer, and I did the co-production for Propeller Film. I was attached to the company for lots of years, and in 2019, I changed the company, but to Achtung Panda in Berlin, that I'm heading with my colleague Jamila Wenske, and we do art house co-productions. Our last co-production was Compartment Number 6.
Next up, we have Caroline from Lilith Film in France. Caroline?
I'm Caroline Pires from Lilith Film. I created Lilith Film in 2018. Natural Light will be our third feature film. Before, I used to work as producer or associate producer on a lot of genre films, like Apatride, Among the Living, Jumbo, and so on.
We also have Inese from Latvia. Welcome, Inese.
I am Inese Buoka-Grube. I am the producer and partner at the film production company Mistress Media, which is based in Latvia. And our company was established in 2000. And we're working on production of feature fiction films, documentaries, TV projects, as well as service productions. And our films and co-production films have been selected for different festivals like Rotterdam, Tallinn, now Berlin with Natural Light, and Palm Springs, Carlo Vivari, and so on. And we have several projects in our slate at all times, at different stages. And currently we are about to release our first national miniseries that was produced since last year and shot during the COVID restriction times. And we are also in post-production of feature drama January, which is a co-production between Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland, and also supported by Eurimage. And we're also currently participating as a minority co-producer on the new Šarūnas Bartas film, The Wanderer, which is being shot in Lithuania at the moment.
And last but not least, We have Olivier. Olivier is a producer at Novak Production, but I understand that Novak is not an official co-producer of the film. Olivier, can you tell us more about yourself and your role in this adventure?
Yes, I'm totally unofficial in this adventure. I'm Olivier Dubois from Novak Prod, based in Brussels. It's a company was created in 20 years ago when I was young, and we produce mainly feature film and documentary, focusing on strong. Author films with strong assets, authorial impact, and visual view. And we produce films like, or co-produce films like Buffalo Boys, who was shot in Vietnam, Or La Loi from Rachid Bouchareb. We produce a second film of Jacques Molitor, Luxembourgian directors, Communion, and we will produce soon the next Dumont film with Jean Brea, my French partner, and so on.
So now that we know each one of you, it's time to talk about the film and the production of the film itself. But first, so that we understand what the film is about, Sarah, can you please walk us through the story of the film without spoiling it too much?
The film is not characterized by action. So anyway, I can be very short because it's more a feeling. And the story is set in World War II. In 1943 on the occupied Soviet Union, and it follows 3 days of a Hungarian unit of soldiers who are sent there to scout for illegal partisan groups. And in the film we stay very close to the main character. It's a sub-lieutenant István Szemetka, who is a simple farmer, and we kind of witness the happenings in the villages, interactions with civilians, the Russian civilians, through his eyes. And a very important thing to mention about this film is the casting, as there are no professional actors playing in this film. 2 years long casting preceded the shooting, where in Hungary we covered basically the whole country and even neighboring countries where there are Hungarian minorities. And most of the people playing in the acting in the film are working in agriculture in their real lives. And also in Latvia, the same process happened, this long casting process, as also the Russian civilians, the roles played for the Russian civilians are played by non-professional actors.
So how did it all start? I mean, how did you meet with the director? Where did the inspiration come from? Because it's quite an original approach as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the development of the film and the original idea?
With Dénes, and actually, with Tamás, the DOP, Dénes, Marcel, my colleague and the producer partner, we went to the same film school. So our professional relationship or friend relationship goes back to when we started the film school, and we stayed together after our diploma, so we've been working regularly together on documentaries, short films, and it was a natural course of events that we would make the first feature film of Dénes together. The film is it's not a classical adaptation, but there is a novel also called Natural Light by the Hungarian author called Pál Závada. And it is a very long book, and Dénes chose 3 days and one character's plot within this big saga. And we started developing the script, or we decided to start working with this this idea, this novel, in 2015. And very early, I think even before the first version of the script, we already started talking about it with Olivier, because as we mentioned, we co-produced Dénes's short film Soft Train together, which had some similarities already, because what I explained about the casting, it was the same for Soft Train. And it's also a working method where there is a script, but then during the casting, the personality of the cast really influences the script and can adapt to the choice of the people found.
Okay, so Olivier, you were part of the project from the beginning.
From the beginning and out from the end. I had the chance to co-produce this short film of Dénes, and Sarah and me met at the workshop Eurodoc. It works very well, and through drinks, etc. We discuss a lot, and we decide to. She presented me the project of the short film of Dénes, and I try to finance it in Belgium, and we got the fund of Centre du Cinéma de la Fédération Wallonie-Bruxelles. That, and it's another story that come later that we didn't get.
Mélanie, what convinced you to jump on board, and at what moment did you join the project? You had a script already in your hands?
That was quite natural and easy, because Olivier reached it out to me. So there was somebody pitching really the project and knowing it, and also saying, please read it twice or three times. And I actually did, and I had to, because there were so many characters. You have to really understand the time when it was set and the different persons, and until you understand that it's not about that at all, that it is about that it's not important about which war we talk or where we are, but we are talking about war, or we are talking about people in this situation. And that was the moment that where I understand I want to support this project too, but it was not so it was not so tough to jump in, because there was already Olivier, and I was working with Olivier some years before. And then I met very fast Sarah and Marcel, I guess just some weeks later at Berlinale, and we discussed this. And this was Natural Light is really a project you have to understand or feel. it's tough to read, and it was not easy to pitch, also to find to find partners. Fundings. You needed to bring in the idea of the project, and in best case the director, because he is Dénes is a very, very strong person who can explain very clearly what he wishes to do, and that was helpful. And and maybe the fundings read it not enough, not often enough. I have to read so many scripts, so I can imagine that was the situation with Belgium.
And where did you apply? Where did you apply in Germany? What kind of funding did you get for the project?
We didn't apply to any funding, but Urimage. We just went to Arte, and we went to the commissioning editor. Who we were working with before on Goodland, so we were in touch already, and he was very open from the first moment, and it took us like half a year. We had to push and to present again, but then he met he met Danish in Berlin. We met together in Berlin with Marcel, and then Arti came on board, like step by step.
And was it also through Arte that Caroline joined the project, or was it another entry door to this project? How did it work?
I think I came aboard maybe 1 or 2 months after Mélanie. And it's Olivier who introduced me, who presented me the project, because we wanted to work together. And at that time, Lilith was not set. And so I read the project, and I absolutely love the script, even if I don't want to read it 3 times, because I'm quite emotional with Second World War. So, but I really recognize the quality of the writing, and also the strongness of the story. And Olivier asked me, do you think you can do something in France? Because it was just after Belgium refused the project.
And so what did you bring in France? Was it CNC? Was there
I presented to Cinéma du Monde with another company where I was also partner, but really small partner. And after my company was set, we did a transfer.
Inese, what interested you in the project, and what is the added value of Latvia in a project like this? Can you tell us a little bit more about, first, what did you bring to the project, but also how did you get interested in the project?
I first met Shara, I think it was also 2010 or 2011, at the documentary workshop, or maybe even before, at the documentary workshop Ex Oriente. And then we met again at EAVE in 2017. And Sarah contacted me and told me about the project, because they were looking for shooting locations in our part of region, in the Baltic states, either Lithuania or Latvia. And then during the year while we were at the AVE, I think we talked more about the project, and I got to read the script, and I think I came on board. It was 2018 when we first applied to the Latvian funder. So Latvia's part was that the film was shot here, partly in Latvia. And we also have a Latvian composer. The music, the musical score that was composed for the film was recorded here in Latvia, although minimalistic score, but still I find it very important and supporting for the film. As a minority co-producer, we brought the funding from the Latvian Film Fund as a minority funding, and also cash rebate from Latvia, which came from two funds, the Riga Film Fund and the National Film Center Operated Fund. So this was our input, and the film and the script that I read, I think that we can and could relate then, and I think that the experts at the fund could relate to the historical narrative and subject of the film, which is very relatable to our region due to the different powers that have gone through our countries here at different times.
So the theme of World War II is resonating in all of your countries. And but do you feel also that it's a natural blend to have Belgium, France, Hungary, Latvia and Germany co-producing a film? Or did you have really like to sit down and say, what can we do where? And was it like a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, or was it more a natural separation of a co-production work?
It started out as a quite obvious and simple structure. So we thought that Belgium is a logical step given our past and the success of that film. And also for the short film, we did some post-production and editing in Belgium. And in both fields, Dénes absolutely wanted to continue to work with the same people. So, and in the end, the editor, Nicolas Rampel, we did manage to bring in to this project as well. And he edited Natural Light. And like Ines has said, to start researching the Baltic possibilities of co-production in the Baltic states was also quite obvious because we knew from the beginning we don't want to shoot in Russia. We would like to keep the co-production in Europe. And what is paysage in English? So we wanted to keep the co-production in Europe, and the landscape we were looking for, we cannot find it in Hungary. Dénes did some initial research, and then he came back saying that he's sure that he could find the right locations either in Latvia or in Lithuania. And then in the end, we didn't even, as Ines has said, we met at IEVA and we started to talk more and more about the project. We didn't even do location scout in all Baltic countries because Dénes and Tamás went to Latvia and they said that it's perfect. They will be able to find the places they need or they imagined for the film.
But Sarah, what is the budget of the film?
The budget is around 2.3 million euros.
What is the part of Eurimage in this budget?
We received 290,000 euros from Eurimage.
All right. Do you have an international sales agent?
Luxbox is the French sales agent. Luxbox is representing the film.
And what are the territories that were sold?
The film already sold in around 20 countries. It's there were many sales around Berlinale, of course.
How is it going, for example, in France, Caroline? Is the film, has the film found the screens? When is it released? We know that the situation for RSA is very difficult right now in France and in other countries as well, of course. Can you tell us a little bit more about the release in France?
Just a bit, because we do not set the date right now with the French distributor, which is New Film. We want a premiere in a French festival. That would be great. So we hope to release the film after that.
And is there a date in Latvia, for example?
In October, we have the Riga Film Festival here, and we are going to screen the film in competition selection of the festival on the 22nd of October. And if the cinemas stay open, we hope to release it afterwards in the cinema.
It's time to wrap this up. Thank you. I hope you had a nice moment gathering together again to discuss this film. It might happen again because I think a lot of people will still talk about the film, especially around the release. If you enjoyed this new episode of the Co-Production Podcast, don't miss the other ones. We have several online already, but they are also available on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, and many other podcast platforms out there. The episodes are also available on cineuropa.org for free. Don't hesitate to download them. So Inese, Sarah, Olivier, Caroline, and Melanie, thank you so much for joining us today, especially with the different time zones and the coordination. That's the magic of internet. It's also what the pandemic told us, that we can still gather, even though not physically. I hope that you will still collaborate on other projects. It seems that you are a great gang. Keep making films. We will keep watching them. Thank you.